Welcome to the Been There, Done That podcast with Angela Dunn Cartledge.
Hey there, it's Angela from Been There, Done That. If you're navigating the wild, unpredictable world of grief, I want to invite you to something special. It's called Messy Mornings, and it's our free weekly newsletter filled with real talk, gentle reminders, and support that actually meets you where you are. Each week, I'll send you stories, reflections, healing prompts straight to your inbox. No fluff, no pressure, just the space to release, feel, and heal. You don't have to do this alone. Head over to donethatpodcast.com and sign up for Messy Mornings. It's totally free, and it's made with you in mind. I've been there, and let's walk through this together. You are listening to the Been There, Done That podcast, and I'm your host, Angela Dunn Cartledge. I am thrilled that you are here today listening to this mashup episode between Kyle Baxter and Chris Terzakos. I would love for you to hear their leadership stories as part of this episode, and they will tell you their origin stories now in their own voices.
Kyle Baxter's the name, the big bulldog, a lot of people call me, and I'm ex-military. I spent 10 and a half years. I'm a retired Army Ranger and special operations guy. And of course, I was a drill sergeant one time too, and my poor oldest two kids lived through that drama of, you know, dad being gone 40, 50 days, comes back into the field, hit the door, issuing orders. And so she used to say that, yeah, well, I was raised by a big, mean bulldog. I'm an ex-Army veteran. I worked in manufacturing for about 16 years, automotive manufacturing. I've been in sales most of my life. I've sold anything from Rainbow vacuum cleaners, which you may have heard of. I've sold everything. I have my own business in the fine state of Michigan. I was in manufacturing, did it while I worked as an electrician, but I got tired of that. And I got tired of working. And this is, well, let me back up a little bit as I go into this. You know, your average business owner is not necessarily what they call the true blue entrepreneur. And, you know, and that's not to take away from it. Don't get me wrong. But the true blue definition entrepreneur is somebody that comes up with this idea or this product, something that's really going to save the world or impact people in a crazy way. And they just go all in, all the risk, and get it done. And what you find today is, and I'm one of those, I'm the same way. Your average business owner today, your solopreneur or people just getting started, 3 to 4 employees, why do they want to go and start their own business? Several reasons. One, they're tired of having a boss, tired of working for people that were incompetent. I know I've been there. And, you know, wanted to have full control of their financial future.
I was born and raised in New York City. I come from the streets of New York. We come from a poor background. I'm a single mother. My mother worked two jobs. I played baseball, nearly became professional baseball player, but I'm responsible for that, for not, you know, having that happen. I went into construction right after high school. I told my dad that I'm going to go get a job. I'm not going to college. And when I went into construction, started out as a carpenter, and 5 years later, I was running the company for the boss. So I've been a leader since I'm 25 years old. I've been a leader all my life. I wrote 3 books. This is a memoir about my life. So everything in this book will show the readers what a real warrior does. When you could jump through so many obstacles and hurdles and adversities in your life, and you always come out on top, you're a warrior. A warrior also is a man who takes responsibility for what he's not responsible for. And that's pretty deep. So whatever it is, just take responsibility. Whatever it is, just take the responsibility that it's you. Once you pass that, you're good. That's the key.
That's pretty cool hearing their origin stories in their own voices. I love that. I want to focus on that grief doesn't just show up in death. It also shows up in the stories that we inherit. And in the ways that we create a ceiling that we don't know we can break yet. So hear from these two wonderful guys about how they did that for themselves.
I don't regret anything in my life that I did. I don't regret anything. What I do feel sometimes is guilt. I do feel the guilt. You know, my sister passed away. I was 27 years old. She was like my mother. She was my second mother. She used to put us to bed, put us in pajamas, feed us dinner. Mom worked two jobs. You know, that was devastating. And that was 30-something years ago. I still cry today. Sometimes I feel guilty. And the reason why I feel guilty is because I never had the chance to say goodbye.
The Army helped with me was discipline. Now, I'll tell you, my own father came to my basic training. I went through as an infantryman, basic AIT together, Fort Benning, Georgia. And growing up, we bucked heads. Oh, I was, you know, I was 16. You can't tell me anything. I know everything, which all your average 16-year-old thinks that. Until you get 25, then it hits you, you know, oh, I was an idiot. Yeah. And then it, even at 50, I go, damn, I was so stupid as a kid. But what that got me, yeah, kind of gave me some direction. My own father told my grandmother, said, that boy will never make it. And my grandmother got all over me. Zach, you talk about your son that way. He said, mother, I've been telling that kid what to do for 17 years. He ain't listened to me. What makes you think he's going to listen to somebody else? But it was a proud day for me that he showed up for my graduation. He was there, and even airborne school and a few other things. So it made me feel pretty good. But it wasn't I was anti-authoritarian. I was looking. I needed some guidance and you know, a path where I wanted to go. And that, I think that's what the Army gave me. Of course, the Army is full of leadership. You're going in. You got to learn leadership, even as a private. You're growing up. And now leadership in the perspective of, say, the military in the civilian world is totally different. That's why there's a transition from military to become civilian. A lot of So when I came out, I got out early. I put in to get out early to become a police officer. So I went from a high, you know, boop, and drilling going to being a cop. When every time you do a traffic stop, drilling comes up. So that right, wrong, or indifferent was an easier, helped me make a transition a little easier into the civilian world. But the leadership aspect is good. Of course, in the military, the leadership is when I bark an order to somebody, that person's not going to question me. I'm the sergeant. I'm in charge. They're going to do what I tell them to do. And the reason to do that, because that order I bark is to save his life, mine, and the whole team, or the whole group. And of course, in the civilian world, when you transition into that, that leadership somewhat in that fashion has to go away. Because today, if you're a business owner or a supervisor or a manager, what have you, you go barking orders to people, and they're going to blow you off. And most, 9 times out of 10, they're going to quit, go somewhere else. You know, 98% of the people leave the job, it's not because of pay. Not all the people say, yeah, they didn't pay enough. Nope, that's not it. There's been studies after studies done on it. They leave because of piss poor leadership. People with no leadership skills, they're not understanding. A lot of people understand leadership. Leadership's not about me. I'm the boss. I'm this, that, and other. No, you're not. True leadership is when you take people under you and you mentor them and you raise them up to the next level. That's what leadership's about. It's not about you.
Leadership is unique itself. To be a true leader, you need to listen to the people around you. Always have an open mind. Always never judge them on their opinions or their suggestions. Never judge. Just listen, because a leader doesn't know it all. That's why he has people around him. He's going to lead them, but he also needs to work with them, lead them to maybe their suggestions and their opinions. Because I got to tell you, over the years, I listen to everybody come in my office or going to a construction site, you know, seeing the manpower, everyone working, making suggestions. I got to tell you, 90% of the time, their suggestions are right. And as a leader, you go with it. You go with the wave. If that's the way the wave is going, you go with the water, because that's what a true leader does. Now, your behavior as a leader, there's no need to scream. There's no need to yell. You can always get your point across by speaking, by talking. Never accept disrespect. I did that all my life. I gave everybody respect. But if you disrespected me, you would hear me. You would hear my mouth. And that's the way I live. I like I said, you know, in the beginning, I grew up in a tough neighborhood. I'm from the streets. You know, I always respected the guys in the street. Once I got disrespected, I would confront them and ask them, give them the opportunity, you disrespected me? And let them say yes or no. Because if it was yes, then the problem escalates. And if it was a no, then it was a handshake. And in business, you do the same thing. Anybody working for you or under you, and they're disrespecting you, you got to call them out. Say, hey, come here, sit down and talk. You don't need to yell, just talk. And you fell down, get up, back up, and keep going. I'll spend hours with you, and I'll mentor you. And that's what I do today. I'm a coach.
Hey there. It's Angela from Been There, Done That. If you're navigating the wild, unpredictable world of grief, I want to invite you to something special. It's called Messy Mornings, and it's our free weekly newsletter filled with real talk, gentle reminders, and support that actually meets you where you are. Each week, I'll send you stories, reflections, healing prompts straight to your inbox. No fluff, no pressure, just the space to release, feel, and heal. You don't have to do this alone. Head over to donethatpodcast.com and sign up for Messy Mornings. It's totally free, and it's made with you in mind. I've been there, and let's walk through this together.
They still need to master the four P's, and that's promote, which is pretty much marketing, promote, profit, process, and people. If you master those four areas, requirements for growth, you can get to $1 million in 12 to 18 months. I tell people all the time, I know I've had people do it. I've seen it. This is not some, oh, you're dreaming. No, I'm not. You put in the work, you do the things right, you master the four P's, you get to $1 million, no problem.
You got to be healthy. You got to be healthy. When I say, let me go into that, healthy. You got to eat right. You got to eat healthy foods. Stay away from pesticides, preservatives, fried foods, sugar. Sugar is the number one drug probably out there today is sugar. These are all things that will affect the brain. And being a leader, you want to have a clear brain.
The really cool thing about these two guys is that they have very similar leadership styles. And I loved just hearing them get passionate about what they believed and how their past experience led them to hear. So then at this point, I asked them for a final parting shot that they could leave with the audience, something that they could apply right now, and how to work with them going forward.
Don't worry about competition, all that. You just focus on growing, scaling your business, and don't let somebody else interfere. You know it's tough, but you can break through that, but you got to have the confidence and, you know, the belief and the commitment to do it, and then you bust right through because it never lasts. And I tell business owners, now's the time to make that decision. You want to beat your competitors? Get the information, knowledge you need to grow and scale and start doing it now, because there's a lot of them going, well, let me just wait and see what actually transactions after. Well, if you're waiting, guess what? You're behind the power curve, because three guys that thought ahead, or girls, thought ahead going, I'm going to be proactive. I'm going to get what I need now, and I'm going to blow it up. So that's what I recommend to people.
Don't allow anyone to ruin your goal or mission in life. If you're sharing something with them that you want to do, you say you have a goal, and they start giving you some negative responses, I'm not going to say to get rid of them out of your life, because it might be your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, but I would cut the conversation. I wouldn't talk to them, because now they're only putting doubt in your mind. And when you're on a mission to reach a certain goal, you can't have any doubt. You got to go full stream ahead you know, no curveballs thrown at you. So don't let anyone allow the tarnishing of your mission. Please don't do that. And whatever you want to do in life, be dedicated and disciplined, whatever you want to do. Because if you got those two, oh, one more other thing, patience. Dedication, discipline, and patience, you'll make it to the top. I have a website. It's called healingwarriors.com. There's plenty of content on that. I have a YouTube channel. I'm on Instagram. All my contact information is on my website, phone numbers, emails.
Well, there's several ways. I've got a website, www. I know everybody knows that, but I have to say it. Sometimes with Google, if you don't put it in there, it'll throw you somewhere else. Usually I'm on the first page of Google. I've done a bunch of things, radio interviews and stuff. But www.bigbulldogconsulting.com. Got my website. I've just started a mastermind. It's every Thursday for 1 hour. I'm doing it on Thursday during lunchtime. So business owners, I know when you're especially small, you got so much stuff going, you don't have a lot of extra time, but you still got to eat. Or you may not take an hour lunch, but typically people take an hour lunch. So I want to do it during lunchtime. So I think it's like $25 a week or something. But I'm going to be giving out all these things you need to grow and scale your business. And not only that, I'm going to have guests that are a lot bigger than me. You can email me at kylebaxter@10xbusinessadvisor.com. I got that. I'm on all social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok. You feel free to call me anytime.